The Best Mix, 105.5, Black Eyed Peas, 8:37 on your Wednesday morning. And we're glad to have Jessica Coulterman with us, Head of Corporate External Affairs for Lincoln Premium Poultry. Welcome.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in. I know you're very busy. This is, you're cranking it up here real soon. So let's kind of talk about what's going on right now at the Lincoln Premium Poultry Costco plant here.
Well, a group of our employees have moved in to the facility. So we're slowly trickling into those doors and getting settled in different places within that plant. The plant is about 400,000 square feet. And so I've taken a few people through it in the last couple of weeks, and you know, it's nice. You check your Fitbit and you've got, you know, 6,000 extra steps.
Oh my gosh, I'll bet. Okay, so Bob Flitty and I would like to get on that list. We want to take a tour at some point.
Yeah, we're going to have a open house ribbon cutting on October 19th. It is a bye week for the Huskers. So we strategically kind of planned it that way, but it'll be an opportunity for the community to come and have you know, a look inside the building and see it and get excited about what we're doing.
Very good. Yeah. I ride my bike by there early on Sunday mornings, and so I see the grading going on and everything's starting to come together.
Yeah, one of our challenges is with the rain, we haven't been able to pave the parking lot. But other than that, it's coming together really nice.
Very good. As far as the farmers go, you've been busy with open houses, haven't
you? Yes, we've had, I think, 8 open houses in the last month. I feel like every farm family wants to celebrate their new facility, which is fabulous. We're excited for them, and we want them to have the opportunity to show that off to their friends and neighbors. And I think one of the things that's been really great for us to see is when people who maybe either didn't know much about it, or, you know, maybe were a little skeptical of what this was going to be like, they would come in and they'd look around and they'd hear us talk about the equipment and they'd see the technology and they'd be like, wow, this is not what I was expecting. This is really, really impressive.
Yeah, as far as field technicians and such, I imagine those people are all up to speed and probably off and running, aren't they?
They are all over the countryside. You know, I actually learn more about our service techs from our growers who know them better than I do, because they're out in the field all the time. Great group of individuals. We have a lot of kids that have just graduated college and have come back to do that job. But we also have other people who said, this is a path I want to be on and I want to work with farmers. And it's a great opportunity for them as well. So we have a really good team out there.
Yeah, that is perfect for those folks that want to stay involved in ag. That's for sure. How's the hatchery going?
Hatchery is going well. You know, one thing about the hatchery is it's biosecure. And so, you know, we can't just walk in and watch it. You know, you have a lot of protocols that anybody that would go in there would have to go through. And but from all indications, it's moving forward. We have birds being hatched and taken out to the broiler farms every week. So it's on track, and those birds are doing well, and they're healthy, and they're growing.
So right now, let's talk about the anticipated start, which is coming up next week. And then I guess birds will be coming from farms that are birds that are the right size already, right?
Right. So we're trying to commission the equipment. So when I was in there yesterday, I saw that we had some boxes that had the product in it. So we're using our palleting systems, and we're using the boxes of chicken to practice all of those.
Okay.
So next week, they're going to do a run through with a very small amount of birds, just to see how is this going to go. Is every machine talking to each other? Are all the wheels turning and the gears cranking and all of that? So they're going to do some really slow moving forward testing to see how this process is going to work and make sure it's all clicking. And then on September 9th is actually our start date, and we'll have, our first barn of birds come in, and we're going to put them through the process and roll out that product and send it out the door.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's got to be really exciting. I mean, you've been here since the beginning and just talking about it, and now that the physical building is there and all the pieces are there, It's got to be really a thrill.
It is, and it's a bit overwhelming. You know, I was standing there with a couple of people yesterday, and we were talking about, you know, how this project started, and I joked that we were squatting in a conference room at a table, you know, borrowing somebody's table, and it was Walt and Willow and myself, and now here we are. We have almost 500 employees. We have these massive buildings and structures and all this equipment and all these systems and processes that are moving forward, and the team has just been incredible. The people that have come here to do this with us, who have joined our team, are just phenomenal. It's really, really exciting.
I'd like to backtrack just a little bit on, I know when this all started and we were having the community meetings and such, the consultant came in, Deloitte and Touche, and said, okay, as far as employment goes, we think that you're going to find those folks within a 50-mile radius of Fremont. Did that occur?
Yes, it did. I asked for the demographics yesterday. I was told that 97% of our people are from the vicinity. So they live here currently, and we're living here. So our people are Nebraskans. They were all here already, and the people that moved here to do this with us were pretty much management. And that's where we are today, and that's with about 500 employees. And so, you know, are some people maybe going to move here to help fill in second shift? Possibly. We don't know, but right now, exactly what the consultant said would happen is what happened. We've taken, you know, people who are here maybe doing two jobs, giving them one full-time job that pays really well and has phenomenal benefits. Or we've taken people, one of the things I didn't realize is how many people were commuting from like somewhere like Omaha, commuting all the way to Columbus for a job. And so instead of that drive, they're just coming, you know, from Omaha to here. Another thing that I think was almost helpful to us in some ways, which I hate to even say that, but with the flood, people were cut off from their families.
Right.
Because they were maybe in Omaha for work or in another community. And I think that was kind of scary for a lot of families. Of course it would be. And so I think they wanted to look for something maybe a little closer to home here in Fremont. Mm-hmm. And so that was another thing that we found, is people who were commuting out are now staying here.
Very good. We really haven't talked about the elevator. And have you been, have you been buying a lot of grain?
Yeah. I mean, we're slowly ramping up that process to feed the growing amount of birds we have in the field. I heard the governor talk about this the other day, and he put it into perspective with the amount of grain, 2,000 acres of corn a week and 2,000 acres of soybeans. So that's a really good way to characterize the impact this is going to have on the family farmer, the amount of grain that we're going to need for this facility every year. And it's moving forward. One of the things I've heard, I've gotten a few texts from farmers who knew me and had my number, and they said, it's the slickest process I've ever had for leaving my grain somewhere, just in and out. And your team is great. We're so happy to be working with you. So the feedback was really, really gratifying.
Another portion of this was, I know when the community meeting started, there was, there's going to be a smell. The rendering part of it is going to be a part of this. And this week, the governor also was down in Wahoo at Darling Ingredients and help them celebrate a huge expansion there.
Right. Well, and I think that's one thing that we said from the beginning that we knew was going to occur, but I don't think everyone else recognized, was the spinoffs that were going to have to occur to accommodate this size of a facility. So one of those that you pointed out was Darling Ingredients in Wahoo. I believe they're adding something like 35, 40 jobs. And those jobs are going to be specific. I mean, they're bringing those people in to accommodate our byproduct. That will come from our facility. And when you walk through our facility, you see the different places that byproduct is being captured and how we take it and we send it out and we sell it. I mean, it's a valuable commodity. It's used as an ingredient in different, you know, pet food products and different fertilizers and different aspects of our society. And somebody has to do that.
Right.
And this company, Darling Ingredients, which is here, was already here just literally down the road. So they expanded. to accommodate that. And that's going to be fantastic for Wahoo. It's going to be great for the people that get jobs in that community. Mm-hmm. And that's just one of the spinoffs that has occurred due to this project.
Yeah, there are plenty others, that's for sure. So I know you're going to be busy with the ramp up, you said, on the 9th, right?
Yeah, we're starting on the 9th, and my job is to stay out of the way. I'm not going to be in the middle of it. You know, so we talked about this yesterday. You know, we have four areas that I think need to be really, really hands-on and make sure this is all clicking and gears are going. We have, you know, our plant manager is going to be, okay, here's the people that are going to do these jobs. Here's, you know, let's flip the machine on. Let's get this moving. We have maintenance and preventative maintenance. You know, we need a part. Something's not working. They're right there. And then food safety. That's one aspect that I think a lot of people forget about, that we have many individuals who are in that facility, including the USDA, to make sure that all the product that's coming out of that facility is food grade, is safe, is ready to go. So that's a very important part of our process, and they're going to be in there, you know, right at the beginning, making sure that this is all the processes are working, everything's being tracked.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Those are the people that I'm going to just let them do their thing. I'm going to be out of the way, you know, and just wait to hear about how great it goes.
Oh, for sure. Logistics, transportation is another whole piece that really, oh my gosh.
Yeah, you know, and I think one of the minor concerns is just, you know, what does this look like until the Beltway's built?
Right.
You know, I know it's going to be a little chaotic down there, you know, just for the time being, but we're moving forward. The Beltway is moving forward. We're hearing about it, bits and pieces from the Department of Transportation, and they have great relationship with the city and the county, and they communicate with us and the other neighbors regularly, which is what we would want in an entity that's going to come in and improve our roadways. And I know they had open houses and they had feedback from the community. So, you know, we're excited to see that move forward, and I think it'll be up and running 2021, somewhere in there.
Yep.
So we're excited for that, and I think that'll mitigate any congestion or any concerns that are happening down there with traffic. But in the time being, we're just going to be driving very carefully.
Yes, that's for sure. Well, I think that's all the questions I had for today. So, Jessica, thank you for coming in. We appreciate your time. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Yeah. We'll see you, at the open house coming up in October, but we hope everything goes smooth. You make that September 9th date, too.
We will. We will. It'll be exciting. We'll be happy to share about it.
Very good. 8:50 here at Mix 105.5. More to come.